Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 533. I wanted to talk today about living in these uncertain times and managing our overwhelm. This weekend I was at the grocery store and the man in front of me got into a conversation with the lady who was checking him out, or who had checked both of us out, actually. And I instantly assumed that this man was a dad. He looked like he was maybe in his low 30s. He had some juice boxes on the belt to purchase. And so I assumed that he was a dad, and he got to talking, and he was, in fact, a dad. So this man and this checkout woman were talking, and they were talking about the stress of money. And the checkout lady said to the man that they started talking about school first and their kids being doing remote schooling, but then the woman was talking about going back to work. She said that her husband told her that they had run through all, he had lost overtime availability opportunities at his work. And so they had run through all of their savings, and he was informing her that she had to go back to work. So she actually went back to work at a school. I'm not sure what kind of job she has at the school. And she's working at the grocery store on the weekends. So she actually got two jobs. And she mentioned to the man that she was checking out that her husband had lost $30,000 in overtime that he, I guess, regularly made the year before. And so that's why she had to go get two jobs. So now her kids are doing remote schooling while she's working and her husband is working. And the man who was being checked out kind of agreed with her and said, yeah, that's about how much money I lost as well. I didn't hear his story about how he lost it, if it was an overtime thing or a job, a change of job, a loss of job. I'm not sure what it was, but it struck me yet again how much stress people are under and how many different kinds of stress people are under. I work with a mom and a dad in my coaching, and they had to, this month, they had to decrease the frequency of their sessions down to once a month because they had had a babysitter for their young children, 2 and 4, but the babysitter couldn't, they both work full-time from home. The babysitter couldn't stay past the summer. And during the shutdown in the spring, it was nearly impossible for them to maintain their jobs and have 2 very young children at home. So they got a babysitter for the summer to come over, and then they decided to put their kids in back into their private preschool that was reopening for the fall. And that, you know, double paying double preschool tuition is a significant, significant cost. But they didn't really want to put their kids back in, but they didn't know how else they could possibly maintain their full-time jobs because they barely did it in the spring. And I talked to another friend just this morning whose daughter is doing online remote kindergarten. And she was talking about all the different apps they have to access in order for her daughter to, you know, practice her letters and get on the live Zoom or the live classroom meetings with the teacher and all this stuff, and how challenging it's been to kind of go through kindergarten with her daughter while she's also trying to work full time from home. There are so many, and I'm sure you know your own examples of the stress you're living with and or the stress that people you know are living with. So there's all kinds of stress around us, right? There's the stress of the global pandemic. There's the stress of our political climate in this country, in the U.S. There's the stress of racial tension, systemic racism, all kinds of social unrest. With the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg just a couple days ago, it has heated up the intensity and the animosity that people feel for others who hold opposing viewpoints. There are so many things coming at us. It is just ridiculous. And that doesn't even mention the wildfires burning out west, the hurricanes dumping, deluging water on the southeast. It's just ridiculous. 2020 has definitely thrown a smorgasbord of challenges our way. So how do we manage the overwhelm in uncertain times like we're living in? Well, I was giving that some real thought because I really feel like people need support at this time. People need ideas of how to manage the overwhelm that they're feeling. So I was inspired to talk about this today. And the first thing I would say when you're feeling really, really overwhelmed is to just breathe. Just take a few deep breaths. When we are overwhelmed, triggered, stressed, we're in fight or flight. We are breathing shallowly. Our mind is racing. Our hearts are pumping, thumping, pounding. This is not a sustainable way to live. It's not a healthy way to live. If you turn the corner and see a bear coming down the road chasing you, then by all means, please go into fight or flight and keep yourself safe. But what we're dealing with right now in this year is not a sprint that it would be as if a bear is chasing us. It's a marathon. We cannot sustain the fight or flight state for a long period of time. It will burn us out. It will burn up our adrenal glands. It will have cortisol surging through our veins, and it will wear us down and wear us out. So how do we manage the overwhelm for the duration, for the marathon? Breathe. Take a few deep breaths and try to bring down your heart rate, slow down your racing mind. Just bring your energy down a little bit. That's what this country needs to do right now as a collective, and that's what we need to do right now. The next thing to be aware of is that when we feel overwhelmed, we tend to think about a thousand different things at once. We tend to look 12 or 100 steps into the future. Fear and stress will lurch us forward into the future, and we will tend to imagine every possible worst case scenario that there could be, which only serves to increase our heart rate, make our breathing more shallow, make our minds race even faster, and stress us out even more. This is not sustainable. When you are most overwhelmed, the best thing you could do is stop in your tracks. Figure out what is the very next thing you must do, the very next small baby step you need to take to move forward. Whether that is addressing the issue at hand, resolving the problem that you're facing, or just getting a grip on yourself. What is the very next baby step that you can take to move forward? When we try to solve everything all at once in 1 minute flat, it just increases our stress. Sometimes we need time to work things out. We need space to figure things out. And we cannot solve everything all at once. We just need to take a tiny step forward. So what can you do? What small thing can you do to move yourself forward? Don't worry about trying to take 5 steps forward right now. Just take the first small step. It may just be getting out of bed this morning, or getting dressed, or getting a shower, or making sure your kids are fed before their online remote learning starts. It could be a very small thing like that, just maybe building in some structure into your day. It doesn't have to be monumental. And in fact, it can't be monumental. The way you make monumental change is by a lot of teeny tiny little baby steps. So don't try to make that monumental leap. Just try to take that next teeny tiny baby step. That's what you need to do. And so when you're feeling the very most overwhelmed, that's what I recommend. Take a deep breath. Try to slow down. Keep your mind focused on now. Don't think about tomorrow or next month or how this school year will resolve in June. Just think about now, right now. What can you do right now to take a tiny step forward? And then once you take that tiny step forward, celebrate the fact that you took that tiny step forward. Celebrate that you were able to prevent yourself from focusing on next week, next month, next year. Celebrate that you took a tiny step forward and you kept control over your mind and kept it here, now, right here, in this present moment. It's the hardest thing to do, and it's the most beneficial thing you can do, especially when you're overwhelmed. So that's what I was inspired to share with you today. I hope that this serves you well and helps you and helps to reduce the overwhelm that you may be feeling at this moment in time. And of course, if you need additional help, please reach out to me. I'm always here to help you. Okay. That wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you manage your overwhelm. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.